The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for February 1st.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Today's word is preternatural, sometimes also pronounced preternatural, and spelled P-R-E-T-E-R-N-A-T-U-R-A-L. Preternatural is an adjective that means existing outside of nature. It can also mean exceeding what is natural or regular, extraordinary, or inexplicable by ordinary means, especially psychic. Here's the word used in a sentence from Newsweek by Ryan Bort. Steven Spielberg has ridden his preternatural talent to a career that has brought in nearly $10 billion at the box office, around $3 billion more than his nearest competitor. He's the ideal of a Hollywood director. The word preternatural derives from the Latin phrase praeter naturam, which means beyond nature. Medieval Latin scholars rendered the term as praeter naturalis, and that form inspired the modern English version. Unusual things are sometimes considered positive and sometimes negative, and throughout its history, preternatural has been used to refer to both exceptionally good things and unnaturally evil ones. In its earliest documented uses in the 1500s, it tended to emphasize the strange, ominous, or foreboding, but by the 1700s, people were using it more benignly to refer to fascinating supernatural or even heavenly phenomena. Nowadays, people regularly use it to describe the remarkable abilities of exceptional people. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.